Start of another fun-filled week. It is Monday, January the 23rd. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. Web address, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Take a look at Jeffrey's hard work on the new look Republic Trading Group International website. And also the unintended new look for my website at robbienoel.com. It wasn't intentional. I attempted to fix a small error last week and ended up pretty much having to rebuild the whole website from scratch, which I did over the weekend. And I have to say it is definitely a pain in the butt to do it, but managed to achieve it because I have a lot of free time on my hands. And while I was busy working on the website, as some of you know, I was adopted by a ginger carbo kitty about a month or so ago. Well, the ginger carbo kitty obviously felt life was so good with me on Gringo Hill over the weekend, he decided to bring his brother to move in. So now this has turned into a quasi-rescue shelter for stray cats. Anyway, quick check of the financial markets. Dow off by almost 10 points at 12,710. Yes, we still have a crisis in Greece. NASDAQ off by 3 at 2,783. A dollar marginally weaker. But tensions in the Persian Gulf have ratcheted up again. Oil higher by $1.30 at $99.63. We'll have the metal prices for you when we return.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Side for this Monday, January the 23rd, and starting off the week on a positive note for all the metals, gold higher by $8.90 at $16.76, silver higher by 9 cents at $32.39, platinum higher by $29 at $15.67, palladium higher by $9 at $6.92, and mining index stronger by 239 basis points, XAU sitting at 189.41. If you are mystified by silver's move over the past week, the folks at Zero Hedge gave a very good explanation of the moves in silver prices last week, and you can find that article on my website. To put it in a nutshell, it was thanks to Eric Sprout from Sprout Asset Management, who has been taking advantage of the backwardation in silver prices to load up on physical silver. Today's movement in the metals could be a response to events in the Middle East, as the geopolitical tensions there are supporting gold, as it was announced this morning in a message sent by Britain, America, and France to Iran. As you know, they are jointly sending about six additional warships to join the U.S. ships trying to protect the Strait of Hormuz. And this morning, Reuters reported that the European Union has agreed to freeze the assets of the Iranian Central Bank and ban all trade in gold and other precious metals with the Iranian Central Bank and other public bodies in Iran. Now, according to the IMF data, at the last official count, in which was done in 1996, Iran had reserves of just over 168 metric tons of gold. The Financial Times reported in March of 2011 that Iran has bought large amounts of gold on the international market to diversify away from the dollar. So what we are witnessing is the metals being supported by the desire of many to instigate a war with Iran. Leading the charge are a group of Israeli firsters in the U.S., a lot of them disguised as presidential wannabes, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney. The difference between Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul is Ron Paul is not an Israel firster. And I think I've pretty much well documented on my website over the weekend who the Israel firsters are. Newt Gingrich and his major financial backer, who's an arch Zionist, Sheldon Adelson. Also, this shouldn't come as a shock or surprise to anybody that Zionists and Israel firsters are buying out U.S. politicians. Press TV, which is now being banned officially in Europe, did an interview with Jeff Gates, who recently authored a book called Guilt by Association. And he spells it out on how the Zionists control both the Congress and the Senate. Now, what I found amazing over the weekend was on this program on Friday, while we were having our weekly chat with Charles Colson, I reported about an article that appeared on a website called Mondo Weiss. About a Jewish publication in Atlanta called the Atlanta Jewish Times, where the publisher, a guy by the name of Andrew Adler, suggested that the Mossad put a hit on Barack Obama. Now, the thing that was amazing about the story was how little media coverage this article generated. I looked high and low over the weekend to see whether there were any references. On CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, there was absolutely zero coverage of the article in the Atlanta Jewish Times. Think for a moment. What sort of media coverage there would have been if, say, a Muslim group in America had called for the assassination of President Obama? I can guarantee you Fox News would have run endless stories about this Muslim group, who they are, where they function, where they come from, who the players are, incessantly over the entire weekend. Needless to say, because this was from the Atlanta Jewish Times, Fox didn't even mention the story once. It did, however, get the attention of the Zionists, who are petrified that they are being exposed for who they actually are, were quick to denounce the article. Abe Foxman issued this report, or this statement, I should say, on late Friday afternoon. It says the article raises serious questions as to whether he is fit to run a newspaper. There's absolutely no excuse, no justification, no rationalization for this kind of rhetoric. It doesn't even belong in fiction. These are irresponsible and extremist words. It is outrageous and beyond pale. The Simon Wiesenthal Center said it's irresponsible and reprehensible, and said they must be publicly condemned by Jewish leaders across the ideological and political spectrum. This story is just too good to pass up, my friends. Anyway, we'll take a short break and be right.
sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
The flip side for this Monday, January the 23rd, the folks over at Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean, the managing editor and a fine columnist, I've read much of his work, have done a very good piece on Andrew Adler's background. You can find the link to it on my website. It's entitled Killing Obama, United States vs. Andrew Adler. And although Mr. Adler is apologizing profusely, he made another apology today on a TV show where he wept his way through his apology to Bibi Netanyahu and Barack Obama. And he should weep, because what he is doing is he's peeling the layers of the onion off the radicalness of Zionism. Because assassinations have been a trusty tool in Zionism's right-wing movement. The history of assassinations goes back to 1924, when a Dutch journalist was assassinated in Jerusalem. His name was Jacob de Haan. But he wasn't the only one. A British minister of state in Cairo was assassinated by the Stern Gang in 1944. Part and parcel of Benjamin Netanyahu's lineage. A Swedish diplomat was assassinated. Most recently, Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was murdered in Tel Aviv by a Zionist who opposed the Oslo plans to give up the West Bank lands for peace. And in large part, the incitement against Rabin was led by none other than Benjamin Netanyahu. And so once again, we have pretty clear-cut evidence of how in bed the Zionist lobby and the Zionist-controlled media in the U.S. is in bed with its fellow travelers of Israel firsters, because the media pretty much put a kibosh on the story, period. And unless you are one who spends time with the alternative media, you would have been completely unaware of the article that appeared in the Atlanta Jewish Times. And needless to say, nobody in the Christian Zionist movement wants to give this story any exposure whatsoever. I find it kind of ironic, considering that Newt Gingrich is bankrolled by the number one Israel firster, and the media doesn't want to touch that subject any way, shape, or form. Anyway, we'll have more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back, because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more, or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sit around all night and let your memory get the best of me.
Welcome back to the time for this Monday. Let's go to the phones. George in Texas. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
Can't complain, sir, even for a Monday.
You know, I was thinking about these Israeli firsters and these Zionists. You know, you look at the South Carolina election, Newt Gingrich couldn't even draw a crowd in an arena. Rick Santorum couldn't draw maggots to a dead carcass. Both these candidates don't have any organization or funding. Only Mitt Romney, and there's sort of signs of life. And, you know, Ron Paul comes in last place, and he's got the best organization. He's drawing crowds, and he comes in last place, comes in saying Israeli companies are counting the votes.
Yep.
And they have no business being.
Well, look, I mean, the facts speak for themselves. And Newt Gingrich, South Carolina win, was all done because of his benefactor, Sheldon Adelson. I mean, there's no two ways about that one.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is, I've been, like, right now it's more like, for me, I'm casting an absentee ballot because it's a paper ballot. They'll have to count it. I mean, but, you know, the thing is, like, a foreign corporation has no business counting our votes. And this is the thing.
Let alone an Israeli-owned corporation.
Yes, that's a conflict of interest. And, you know, the thing is, I don't really like to say anything, but, you know, the thing is, I think that we have no choice, but we got to take back our voting system. I mean, because if we try to take back our voting system playing by the rules, it's never going to happen. We're going to have to converge on where the vote is counted. We're going to have to be everywhere. And because if we don't do something, you know, nothing's going to change. You know, you complain about the TSA, eugenics, vaccines, all this stuff. That's just all a symptom of the corruption.
Oh, and sure. Well, look what happened this morning. Rand Paul was detained by the TSA because he refused a enhanced pat-down. I mean, this is Rand Paul. They most probably searched him and found a pocket constitution, and that was reason enough to detain him for being an extremist. But here you've got a senator, a U.S. senator, being arrested by the TSA because he refused to have an enhanced pat-down. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, how can you? You know, you could probably see this in the future. There's a crucial vote on in the House or the Senate, which could really derail Obama's agenda, and they're all coming back to Washington to cast the vote.
Yep. Well, that's what he was doing. He was on his way to Washington to cast a vote today, but obviously by being detained by the TSA, he never made his connecting flight.
But now, no. But how would they hold a bunch of congressmen and senators that know they're going to vote against this? You know, I mean, you could see the White House sitting there intimidating the Congress, just to go along, or we're going to detain you at the TSA. And
well, the interesting that you bring up that point, because according to a little blurb on the Drudge Report, it says that, they have two headlines. The first one says, Homeland detains U.S. Senator. And then underneath it in red lettering, it says, White House sides with the TSA.
Hmm. Well, you know, Robbie, you know when they signed the National Defense, when Congress voted the National Defense Authorization Bill, Naomi Wolf written an article, and she's quite right. And this was in Russia and Germany and other totalitarian regimes where the military could go in at the president's order and detain political enemies and make them disappear. Congress just signed their own arrest warrant.
No, it's a crazy world in which we live, my friend.
And you know the thing is, I had to turn off Alex Jones. I hate to bring up his name, but he was just ranting and raving about. And you know the thing is, the TSA, all this stuff is a symptom of the corruption. And the thing is, I think right now we got to deal with what's in front of us, and that is this voting system.
Yep.
We have to get control of it. If we don't get control of our elections, I don't care, chemtrails, whatever, nothing's going to go, Agenda 21, whatever we talk about, the Fed, the monetary system, it's not going to go away until we get control of our voting system. That's all just a symptom of the corruption. We have to deal with the corruption. That's our election system.
Well, unfortunately, that corruption has been prevalent for decades, my friend, as you well know.
But now it's just in our face. And the thing is, right now, it's like, you know, you're...
Yeah, I mean, every time, I mean, look at the debacle last week where they had to come out and say, oh, yeah, well, Rick Santorum actually won Iowa because we forgot to count a series of votes here and there. I mean, And the media just fluffs that off as you know, a logical explanation as to why, you know, they didn't get the count right.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like also, it's, you know, like I say, Rick Santorum, Newton and Gingrich and Santorum, I don't really think they got the juice to go the distance. But, I forgot to say something. But it's just like I say, it's all a symptom. And, you know, and the thing is, we're the ones who are going to have to take action because we just can't allow this to go on any further. And, you know, the thing is, I hear, like, the info war and all that stuff. You know, and the thing is, there is a point where even the other side becomes inoculated and immune to all the corruptions being exposed. And so does the people. And the thing is, right now, we need a victory real bad on our side. We need a real victory because if we don't, we're going to walk around bewildered and delusioned. You know, you look at General George Washington across the Delaware Christmas Eve to defeat the Hessian army. The army was in low morale, and he needed that victory to boost the morale of his army. And I think we're at that point. We need a victory.
Well, we have had victories, but most people don't recognize them as victories. I would say that Ron Paul has many feathers in his cap. It's just unfortunate that the media don't recognize groundswell of support that is going to Ron Paul because, by and large, the media in America are all Israel firsters, and they elect just as they did to not pay any attention to the story in the Atlanta Jewish Times. They neglect to mention any of Ron Paul's successes, but he has had many.
I'm just talking like you know, it's just like Texas. We had a chance to have like a real victory, a pushback.
Yeah,
you know, with the TSA groping bill.
Yep.
And, you know, and this is the thing is everybody don't disagree with me, but, you know, if Rick Perry wasn't compromised like he was, he can actually show he can beat Obama going into the election, being the only sitting governor in the race to actually beat Obama going
out. But he didn't have a chance. I mean, Rick Perry, you know, from the moment I saw him, I knew he was on the same level as a used car salesman. I mean, even Newt Gingrich is delusional, thinking that he has the intellect to beat Barack Obama in a debate. And Newt Gingrich is, you know, delusional in that thinking. He doesn't have the smarts to defeat Barack Obama. The only success Newt Gingrich has had is throwing out red meat against a biased media. Outside of that, the man is clueless. I mean, he is now starting to sound or trying to sound like Ron Paul talking about returning the U.S. to a gold standard. When has Newt Gingrich ever been pro-gold? Never in his life. And for a man who touts himself as a historian, I bet you I know more about gold in American history than what I've forgotten Newt Gingrich has still got to learn. The man is as phony as Rick Perry was phony.
It's just the thing is, I don't really think Newt has the mileage to go the distance. I think it's going to come down to Romney and Ron Paul. And, you know, Rick Santorum, I know he's going to drop out real soon. Because, you know, the thing is, I talked to some Christians in South Carolina. He comes out, he turns out to be like a self-righteous person.
Yeah, he's another phony. Anyway, George, want to grab another call here before the next break. Thanks, my friend.
Well, thank you, Robbie. Good show.
Let's go to Barrett in Idaho. Hey, Barrett.
Hi, Robbie. How you doing?
Can't complain,
I got
brother.
Something to say, man. I've had observations, and the people that want to keep their head in the sand, they just leave the rhetoric. I just want to say that why do we need to vote for masters? Why? Why?
Yeah.
Because I don't need somebody to wipe my rear end or whatever. You know, why do we need these masters? Why do we need this system? Because there's too many people. I don't know. Who can answer that question? I got my head bit off by Stettmeyer for asking, and he never answered the question. I like Stettmeyer because he has a lot of guns. And if you can buy some, get them. And lots of ammunition. I've had a hell of a life, man, the last 25, 30 years.
I've picked up on that, Barrett. But you're right. I mean, freedom is a state of mind. It is not something that you can elect somebody to give you. You either have it or you don't have it.
Indians have a central government. The blacks, before they became slaves, they didn't have a central government. They evolved in place. And the Indians in the States, they evolved here. Now we have all this GMO food, which is supposed to make men more feminine and women more masculine. I'm already seeing this. You know, I've had a lot of.
Well, funny you should mention it because you know every Friday for the last two Fridays, I should say, Charles Colson has been. Talking about the U.S.'s ethanol policy and how it is destructive to worldwide food prices. And I this morning caught this news story, which is posted on my website from Bloomberg News, which states corn prices worldwide rise due to U.S. ethanol policy. And
and when the more corn they grow, it just depletes the soil. And George Washington and Hamilton and all the forefathers grew cannabis. And the reason why they made it illegal in 1937 is because of DuPont, which is a chemical company.
Yeah.
You can make better medicines out of cannabis. It doesn't make people crazy or any of that garbage that they sent out over the airwaves and TV waves back in 1937. And so on Christmas.
The reason that hemp obviously ran into a buzzsaw was because of a guy called William Randolph Hearst, who had a monopoly on the newspaper print back in the early 1900s, and he saw hemp as being a great threat to his empire in the newspaper print business. So he did what all wealthy individuals do. He greased the palms of politicians and got them to ban hemp.
That's why I say, why do we need government? Why do we need masters?
Yeah.
Why do we have to vote for masters?
Well, that's a good point. I can tell you that living here in Baja,
Are you in bond?
I live very comfortably without government. So
is that not Mexico?
Baja, oh, sure.
In case other people don't know, because I know.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah, in Mexico, the life is, they take the term mañana literally, and you can live your life the way you want to live it, and there's very little government interference in what happens on a daily basis. Anyway, Bear, thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
We'll take this time out and be back and wrap it up for this Friday, for this Monday. Hello. I'm a week ahead of myself already.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Monday. And just a quick plug for the website, robbynoel.com. A couple of interesting articles posted by Bill Bonner and John Malden concerning our current economic crisis and many reasons why you want to own something real like gold and silver, in large part, to put it in a nutshell. U.S. money supply is now officially at $24 trillion. I mean, people just, you can't even wrap your hands around a number that's large. Also, a great piece by John Utley about the war evangelicals and Ron Paul. And as I said earlier, a great piece of reporting done by the folks over at Veterans Today about the statement by Andrew Adler of last week. The folks at Veterans Today have done what the so-called mainstream media in the United States have not done, and that's look into the background of Andrew Adler to find out who this person is and why he would threaten the life of the President of the United States by calling for a Mossad assassination. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Vincent and Prepare USA coming up at the top of the hour. We will do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.